Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. It is Tutu Tuesday here in the studio as I record. No, I'm not actually wearing a tutu, but if you heard yesterday's episode, there was some tutu synchronicity and magic that unfolded. And funny enough, it continued to unfold after that episode. I received a message from Ashley in the Positive Heads Facebook group, which, by the way, if you're not in the Facebook group, we'd love to see your bright and shiny face there to connect. There's many beautiful pea heads there to connect, share, etc. with. But anyway, Ashley sent me a message about all the synchronicities and that, you know, and twos have played a big part for her. And then, of course, she heard yesterday's episode. But, you know how your cell phone will pop up as a notification if someone messages you or whatever, like a preview of it. Well, I basically looked down at my phone and there was two previews yesterday evening. One was Ashley talking about all the twos and, you know, yesterday's episode where that sort of unfolded in real time on the recording share that I ended up randomly picking. But above that was an invite to Table Productions event, Base Waffles versus version 2222. So it was kind of funny. It just kept going and going and going. Of course, put on your surprise face, everyone. But today is a brand new adventure. And today we are going to talk about fear and facing your fears. I was actually inspired by someone's Instagram page that I follow, this actress, Brianna Hill, and Brianne Hill, I believe it is. And the statement was, or the quote was, I want to discourage you from choosing anything or making any decisions simply because it is safe. Things of value seldom are. And I'm not sure if that was actually even her quote or, you know, someone else. It didn't say, but it inspired me for today. And I like to just sort of follow the breadcrumbs of what inspires me each day as I flip on the microphone and decide what to talk about. So before I dive into that topic, I would like to take a moment to read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love receiving feedback from you on iTunes. Not only does it help us to reach new people, help the show to reach new people, but certainly helps to fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. And this one came in by my nickname's already taken. Life-changing. Brandon, I want to sincerely thank you, the Positive Head team, and all of your guests. I found the Positive Head podcast about 6 months ago by typing positive into the iTunes search bar, and Positive Head was at the top of the list. At that time, I wasn't expecting to discover anything life-changing. I just knew I was depressed and I needed some positive content to replace my negative thought patterns. I experimented with a few different podcasts, but Positive Head was the only one that stuck. Your vibe and the content really resonated with me, and all of your guests truly fascinated me. The more I listened, the more I was blown away. Positive Head did in fact change my life in the most wonderful way. It's now part of my daily routine to keep me on the path I want to be on. I strongly recommend this podcast to everyone, but especially to those who are suffering from depression and anxiety. It has been a miracle for me. Thank you. I love you so much. Aw, I love you so much as well. My nickname's already taken. Thank you for taking the time to blah, 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 blah. I turn into Count Chocula whenever I stutter on things. That was my favorite cereal as a kid. Have you guys ever had it? Oh my gosh. It's like these chocolate little Dracula heads with marshmallow bats. Yeah, I guess you could put mushrooms in it. Probably some of you psychonauts out there would probably put mushrooms in your Count Chocula and really take a trip to Transylvania. Oh man. New idea. All right. Thank you. My nickname's already taken once again. And if you guys haven't reviewed on iTunes, please take the time to do so. Love you if you did. Love you if you don't. But either way, whatever's clever, I just appreciate you all for tuning in. So let's see here. Before we dive into today's topic, also, I'd like to just give a little update on Optimistic, the new late night style talk show video production that looks like is going to begin now officially in June. I've worked out the details on getting the property itself, the Mystic Manor or Mystic Mansion. Not sure. Still getting some feedback from some of you on which one you like more. The amazing spaceship looking property that landed in Venice Beach, where I will actually be living. I will actually be shooting the show out of. It's a huge property. And we're going to actually have some of you guys come and stay at the property over the course of the year and participate in the show, be on the show with me and my different SoulShare guest, where we can sort of answer any questions or topics that you want to discuss. And of course, you guys are going to get to, as I've been talking about leading up to this, a week to stay at the property. So over, 36 weeks out of the year, I'm going to have some of you listeners come stay. So I'll have more details about what that experience, kind of retreat style experience, will look like in the coming weeks. But for now, if you want to be on the list as a potential, brandon@positivehead.com is my email address to just let me know. And I'll let you know as soon as we have the exact details, cost, all of that thing, all of those things. But it's going to be absolutely magical. So much. If you've been listening since the first of the year, so much incredible synchronicity has led up to this happening, including my phone call getting hijacked by something letting me know that it's going to be a big deal. So I really want you guys to be a part of it. I love interacting and co-creating magic together. So yeah. All right. Let's dive in. So I want to discourage you from choosing anything or making any decisions simply because it is safe. Things of value seldom are. Oh, what a great statement, right? It's like, how often, how many people do you know who play it safe their whole lives. I think of my parents. There's so much fear. Even the Mystic Manor and doing this show. The first thing that comes to their mind is not the excitement of all of this stuff magically unfolding for me to sort of take my dream from, you know, an audio podcast to a video production and something that's, you know, reaches a broader audience and is just sort of the next level, right, of the show. Instead of their excitement for me, it's fear. It's like, my mom's just like, I just dread you getting more well known. Like I was telling her at the same time, you know, I was in Tahoe last week and awesome individual recognized me from the show and, you know, came up to me. And that happens, you know, more and more I'll be out and, you know, it's not like Brad Pitt or anything, but it's pretty cool at this level when someone I'm out and about, especially in out of town in some, you know, random city like I was skiing in Tahoe and someone comes up to me, oh, are you Brandon? Oh my God, I love your show, you know, and that feels amazing. I could see how it would get overwhelming if it was on another level, like, you know, if I was like Donald Trump. I wonder how he reacts to it. He probably loves it. But I could see how like a big celebrity or movie star or whatever, like it could be a lot, right? And so that's one of the things, you know, for me is having a strong intuition that Optimistic will reach a lot of ears and eyes and hearts. You know, that's sort of one of those things that's, you know, I always want to be able to walk out and about and not get bombarded by people or anything like that. And we're, of course, far away from that now. But, you know, if that were to ever come to pass, you know, that's not my favorite part of the experience. Probably won't be my favorite part of the experience. Something you just have to, I think a lot of people have to learn to deal with. But, my, you know, my parents, anyway, back to their fear, it's like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Oh, more people are going to recognize you. Oh, you're going to be having this, you know, incredible house, this property where you're going to have all these transformational events, you know, most weekends and people coming through and strangers staying there. And, you know, what if something bad happens? And what I'm trying to explain to them and what I fully believe is what's for me will always be for me. It's always a vibrational match to you. If something quote unquote bad, if there were such a thing ever happened, it's something that's complete alignment with my path. And, you know, a lot of these challenging things that happen to people it's all by design, right? Now, I love how Bashar talks about this. He talks about like, you know, look, you can only attract something that you're fearful of if you're giving energy to it. Moving into that state of fearlessness, and I'm there where I'm never fear. And you guys have heard me talk about my fears. And, you know, one of the fears is fear of loss of people that I care about is one that bubbles up for me, right? Even more so to myself. But yeah, really navigating this topic, it's a huge one for all of us. And I think it's one that many people play it safe, you know, and then, their one precious life, as this character anyway, is sort of marginalized and they don't get and live to the fullest of what is possible by living in fear. You know, Gandhi said the enemy is fear. We think it's hate, but it's fear. Plato said courage is knowing what not to fear. You know, if you've heard this statement, I'm not sure who it is who said it originally, but fear doesn't stop death. It stops life. Helen Keller said, fear, the best way out is through. So, you know, bottom line, it's like, and I'm going to share a clip here with Neil Donald Walsh in a few minutes talking about it. And, you know, he said it really well, just sort of summing it up. It's like fear is energy which contracts, closes down, draws in, runs, hides, hoards, harms. Love is the energy which expands, opens up, sends out, stays, reveals, shares, heals. So we're all moving from love to fear. From fear, we're all moving from fear to love on this show. I'm sure our, you know, reviewer earlier that I read is someone who's now gone from less fearful, you know, perspectives to more love based perspectives. And it's a journey, right? It's a daily conscious effort. And, you know, in some cases you have fear is a helpful it's a helpful tool for the ego self, right? If you're walking through the jungle and a tiger is stalking you, it doesn't really help that that's something that you've called into your experience. You're still going to experience fear, like this whole sort of cerebral philosophical perspective of, well, it's happening for me and not to me, and I have designed this. That doesn't really take away your heart beating and your survival instincts kicking in. So I'm not saying that there's never a time for it to be in its right context, and it actually saves you from, some of these experiences that could otherwise go, in a less desirable way. My thing I really want to drive home here is, what do we do? What perspectives do we adopt? What actions do we take to continually move out of that fear that is stopping us, preventing us from living the life of our dreams? You guys have heard me talk about this many times on the show over the years. I remember having a friend at my house, and she brought someone with her I didn't know. And that person, we got into a conversation about their near-death experience. And she had a drowning experience. She was sinking down, letting go. It was she I'm not going to tell the whole story, but basically she was drowning. And then all of a sudden, next thing she knows, she was on the other side and someone was there with her. And that someone said to her, well, here you are, you're back, and you lived out all your dreams, right? Right? You did all the things you wanted to do there in that life you just left, right? You're content, right? Kind of in a sarcastic way. And of course, the answer was no, she hadn't. She had played it safe so often and, it was not feeling fulfilled about the risks that she'd taken, the bravery and the courage that she had drummed up. And of course, she ended up coming back and having an experience where something pulled her up by the arm. And next thing she knows, she was back on the top of the water. And, she ended up, surviving to tell me that story. So we want to live our life without irrational fears, right? A lot of times it's these stories, it's being trapped in the future, or a lot of time it's projecting into the future what you think, is going to go wrong, right? In this moment, you are completely fulfilled and okay. You are completely, you're safe. You're making it. You've always gotten through the challenges, right? So what if you start acting as if that will always be the case? And when these irrational fears pop up, you look at them and say, you're not real. Like the statement I've seen before, fear is a liar. You're a story I'm telling. I'm projecting into the future. Meanwhile, we all know from experience, the future rarely shows as we imagine it. The past really doesn't always, it hasn't happened like we remember it even, In the now, you're okay. And you'll always be in the now. And you've always been able to cope with what's in the now. It doesn't mean it's not difficult or challenging or any of those things, but it was designed that way. It's meant to be. As he says here, it's meant to be an adventure of sorts. So let's take a listen to that, shall we? This is Neil Donald Walsh, one of my favorite authors who wrote Conversations with God books. This is Living Life Without Fear. Oh, he also wrote the children's book, The Little Soul in the Sun, which is probably my all-time favorite. You can read it in 10 minutes. If you've got children, order it for them. Order it for yourself. It is a beautiful perspective on the ultimate nature of reality and what's going on here. But I digress. This is Living Life Without Fear by Neil Donald Walsh. What do you know? I found it on the Mind 4444 Spiritual Tribe YouTube page. So we went from 2222 yesterday. Now we're at 4444. The angelic frequency, I believe that is, 444. Anyhow, that's another story from another podcast in the past. Let's take a listen to Neil.
The biggest problem on the planet today is fear. It's been a problem for a long time, but it's a huge problem now. It's getting bigger every day. And the reason that fear is a problem, of course, is that it affects everything. Everything we think and say and do, all the decisions and choices we make, all of our reactions, all of our responses, everything that we're experiencing can come from only one of two places. Conversations with God has made that very clear to me. We're either coming from love or we're coming from fear. And my observation is that most people, most of the time, and myself, more than I would like to acknowledge, coming from fear. So we have to look at our fears and find out, what is fear anyway? What is it all about? What are we afraid of? And what impact is it having on the choices and decisions and the creations for which we have made ourselves responsible? By the way, that's one of the first fears that there is, the fear of being responsible, the fear of placing ourselves in a position of responsibility for all that we are creating. So fear is the first aspect of the human experience, as I understand it, that we need to work very hard to heal, and I might even say to transform. You transform fear, and you transform the world. Now let's take a look at what it is that we're afraid of. First of all, as I observe it, we're afraid of life itself and so much that goes on in life. We're afraid of life because we're afraid of death. Conversations with God says that all fear ultimately is a fear of death. If you're not afraid to die, then you're not afraid to live. But how can you not be afraid to die? Well, you cannot be afraid to die if you understand what death is. And as a result of that understanding, you understand what life is. The wonderful book, Home with God, in A Life That Never Ends, explains all this in extraordinary detail. It talks about the moment of our death, the process of death itself, and the reason that we're experiencing life as we are on this planet. I would suggest that anybody who wants to know more about this this particular subject take a good look at that book. It's very difficult after reading that text to be afraid at any deep level of dying. And when that fear goes away, as I said, that fear of life disappears as well. We're afraid of nothing and no one because, and there's a very good reason why. See, all fear is based on the idea that we need something. That's what fear is, really. You want to know what fear is defined? The definition of fear is the thought that we are not going to be able to have something we think we need. It's as simple as that. A person who doesn't need anything has no fear of anything. When I don't need anything from you, I don't fear you. When I don't even need my own life, in a sense, when I don't think that I need this particular version of life in this particular physical form, that creates true fearlessness. And most spiritual masters reside in that place, a place of utter fearlessness. So when I begin to look at my own fears and begin to feel them, and when I have an idea that my fears are starting to, how do I say this, overcome me, overpower me almost, paralyze me, because all of us have been paralyzed by fear at one time or another. Some of us more often than we'd like to admit. When I get into that place, I take a close look at, what do I think I need? What is it that I think that I need here? Because that's what it is. Fear is need announced. So I look at, what am I thinking that I need? And is it possible that I really don't need that? Could I get along without it? What would happen if I didn't have that? What would happen if I didn't receive that? What would happen if what I think I need, I didn't experience or couldn't experience? See, and there are two ways that fear manifests itself. The idea that I will not get what I need, I'm not going to receive that. Or the idea that I'm going to lose something that I need. I have it now, but I'm going to lose it. And that's most often presenting itself in human experience, as I observe it, in relationships. It presents itself in other ways as well. We have fears around money, fears around power, fears around health, and many other items. But more often than not, almost all the fears that I see people experiencing have to do with relationships of one kind or another, and especially those delicate relationships that we call romantic intertwinings of the human experience. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. First, I'm afraid that no one's going to love me, and then I'm afraid if somebody does, I'm going to lose the love. And how I solve that, when I do, except when I don't, but how I solve that when I do, how I get into a place of what I want to call spiritual health, is when I understand who I truly am and that I actually don't need the love of another or any other in order to experience who I truly am, in order to experience serenity, peace, joy, happiness. Every time I think that my joy is obtainable, or that I'm sourced with my joy, that my joy comes from someplace outside of myself, I get into fear. Every time I'm clear that the source of my joy does not exist outside of myself, but is given to me, from me, by me, my fear disappears. And here's the irony of that. I then become much more attractive to people, and what I was afraid of, that people would walk away from me, in fact, doesn't happen. The reverse happens. People are attracted to me, because all people are attracted to other people who are firm and strong, not arrogant, but aware, and reside deep inside of themselves, because nobody likes to be needed, because if I feel that you need me so much, then my next fear will be I can't give you what you need, and that's why I'll lose you, you see. So people who present themselves to the world as serene and peaceful and joyful and innately happy, these are people we say are together, they have it together. These are people who are aware that their happiness, their joy, and their peace comes from within. That's words we hear from every spiritual master. We hear them in all the spiritual books. But that experience is attainable. We can find it. We can go there. And that's, I think, the spiritual journey. That's the path to transformation. That's the movement away from fear. Someone once said to me that there's a great acronym for fear. Feeling excited and ready. Oh, I love that. I had a great teacher say to me one time years ago, call your fears adventure. What a great thought. So I'd like to maybe leave you with that thought for today. Whatever you're afraid of right now, realize a couple of things. One, it's not real. You're making it all up. Two, if the thing that you're afraid would happen actually did happen, you and I would still be here tomorrow. It really would make no difference at all. Unless, of course, you wouldn't be here tomorrow, in which case it absolutely would make no difference at all. Three, if you can call your fears adventure, you'll bring in an energy that will heal the fear, the energy of excitement, the energy of being inspired by life itself. Because life, you see, is a process that informs life about life through the process of life itself. And if you live your life filled with inspiration and excitement, soon there's nothing to be afraid of. And it becomes the great joy it was always intended to be. That's how I see it. That's what my conversations with God told me about fear. I could be wrong, of course, about all of this. But I don't think so.
Ah, that's a big one, right? Fear of being responsible. Transform fear, he said, and you transform the world. We're afraid of life because we are afraid of death. When you really understand death, you really understand that you're an eternal being that's always been and always will be. Change is guaranteed if you don't like something, so you can sort of relax into that knowing, right? When you really understand that, your consciousness is going to continue a billion Earth years from now. Your consciousness will exist and be doing something and dealing with what is and growing and expanding based off of the underlying premise of for why any of it exists at all, love, right? When you can anchor into that, now you can really start to remove these irrational fears when that's the premise, that's the operating system from which you are navigating your experience, always coming back to that. That's the root operating system. All fear, he said, is based on the idea we need something. Two different things. He broke it down. The thought that we aren't going to be able to have something we need, or you're going to lose something that I have. Guess what? I got news for you. You have everything you need, right? As he said, right? He had the same news. It's all within you. You are one with the source that creates and animates all things. And guess what? You are going to lose everything. At some point, you're going to lose every relationship, every experience. It's all transient. And that's a good thing, right? That's what gives it meaning. If you were to have the same meal for eternity, your favorite meal for eternity, it would become awful. Ugh, right? You would despise it. But have a plate of mom's mystery meatloaf that you've never been a fan of. Although, you know, I'm a fan of meatloaf, particularly the singer. Okay. You get the point. Have something you don't like for a long time and then come back to your favorite meal and it tastes so much better, right? So that's what's going on here. You're going to lose everything, but that's it's a divine dichotomy, right? It's from one perspective, you lose everything. From the other perspective, you never lose anything, right? Both are true. It depends on the perspective from which you are viewing it, from which you're analyzing the situation. Ultimately, it's all within you. Your loved ones, your friends, your family, all these fears of losing something, they're literally a part of you that you'll come back to at some point. Whenever the separation occurs, your parent passes over or, you know, whatever happens. And a lot of people have fears around that, you know, losing a parent one day. Guess what? They're going to just be there waiting for you when it's your turn to transition. Fear, you know, death is actually your birthday into eternity, right? And, you know, being born to this dimension, you died to the one you came from. Dying to this dimension, you're born back to where you came from, right? It's the yin and the yang, two sides of the same coin. When you cross back over, they'll be there waiting for you and you'll have that celebration. And because you weren't stuck with, you know, dear old dad all day, every day leading up to that, it's really good to see him again, right? If you'd been stuck in the same room having to eat mom's meatloaf for 25 years, you'd probably be ready for a break. But it's it's these breaks that really make the difference, right? That give us the perspective. And for that, we should actually be grateful, not fearful. You know, is it possible you don't need what you think you need? That's definitely the case oftentimes, because the truth is you don't need anything outside of yourself. It's always the case. You've always are getting what you need. It's always within you. If you think it's all coming from outside of yourself, joy, etc., you're going to experience fear. And when you really get this, that I don't need anything or anyone, I'm okay with, you know, I'm content and am able to drum up everything I need, the emotion, the love from within myself, you're so much more attractive, right? I've said before, FEAR, the acronym, and he gave a different one. I've said, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise, right? And his goes right along with facing everything and rising, feeling excited and ready, right? Call your fears adventure. That is a perspective shifter right there. Anchor that into your being. Anchor that into your heart, into your mind. Next time you start feeling fear, think, ah, another adventure, right? Oh, here's the adventure. It's here. Yes, I'm going to face everything and rise. I'm going to feel excited and ready. If you call on an adventure, you'll bring in a healing energy to your fears, being inspired by life itself, he said. Ah, what a wonderful, wonderful day. I've had such a good time sharing and growing with each and every one of you. I have a song to leave you with. This is Ayla Nerio and her partner, Polish Ambassador. I played Ayla quite a bit. This is their project together, Wild Light, and the song is called Twirl Me. And it, you know, actually it reminds me of, the lyrics in it, pulling them up here. It's, I heard a story about a man. He came up with a plan for flying, and all the lyrics in this, you know, talk about quite a few little scenarios facing fears. Right. And it reminds me of a verse I wrote many, many years ago when I was making music, about a man facing his fears. I should share it, actually, if I can remember. I wrote it like over 10 years ago. Yeah, I can. Okay, here we go. I once knew a man who had a plan. He never would jump, so it never could land. The closer that he got, the further that he ran. Instead of really living, life was slipping through his hands. All right, y'all. So I hope you choose to jump. Face them fears. Fear is an adventure. Here is Wild Light. Twirl Me. Love you all so, so much. Till next time, journey well.
I saw a girl last night. She was standing in a line in a corner of the room. She was waiting for a hand. Then a boy came over and he asked her to dance. All eyes stopped to watch them. They moved up and down with the waves of the soul. Their moves keeping time for the rhythm. And the girl looked at him, she knew what it was, and she smiled as she said to him, please twirl me one more time, don't stop spinning me. Please swirl me in your mind so I can be a color painting that you'll look upon. Spin, spin with me.
And she was off and away.